GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
Facilitating further improvements in the education system remains a major priority of the government. In 2016, the Ministry of Education wants to be more efficient in the delivery of education and training to better equip Jamaicans to function in the labor force. The ministry's role is to effectively manage the education system by planning, developing, and implementing educational policies and programs. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites says every Jamaican has a role to play in the transformation process, noting that every child can learn and every child must learn.
And there must be a progression of educational possibility for every person in the nation. And it is that to which the government of Jamaica, through the Ministry of Education and its agencies, particularly HEART, commits itself.
The government, through the Ministry of Education, has committed to the further development of various educational institutions across the island. One such is the HEART Trust NTA that provides technical and vocational training to develop a more skilled workforce.
The very best opportunity that any state, any family, any community can give to a person is the opportunity for a good education, again, including training. So that's the first thing about the new HEART. The second thing is that there is a brand new and unpostponable engagement of technical and vocational emphasis in our schools and indeed throughout the whole society.
In outlining the ministry's priorities for 2016, Minister Thwaites says the partnership with HEART Trust NTA is to provide training to a greater number of young people across Jamaica.
Every constituency, irrespective of political color, has been offered to identify at least 100 unattached youth for a pilot which will provide training, upgrading of literacy and numeracy where that is required, and workforce preparation, which in fact involves re-socialization, so often lacking in our own situation.
Reverend Thwaites says the ministry will be pushing for greater importance to be placed on assisting students and parents who cannot afford to pay for exams, whether at the primary or secondary level. He reiterates that no student should be prevented from sitting exams, noting that it's the government's responsibility to ensure all students are given the opportunity to excel. Another objective of the ministry this year is to get the private sector more involved in the development and strengthening of not just the education sector, but also the economy.
The Junior Achievement Movement, with continued support, I believe, from an important overseas agency, a private sector movement, which we are extending from the primary schools where they've had an important penetration into the secondary schools and the universities, so that all of our people are being offered the opportunity not only to gain academic skills, not only to get the technical and vocational skills that we've just been talking about, but to get entrepreneurial skills.
Focus is also being placed on equipping teachers with the necessary tools to adequately perform their duties in the classroom. In this regard, the Tablets in Schools program will be expanded to teachers' colleges.
We have to ensure that our teachers going forward fully understand their own role in this new age of information, and that it is going to require some change in our methods.
Minister of Technology Philip Paulwell. The government fully recognizes that education is one of the main drivers of sustained economic growth and development, and is therefore committed to enabling a world-class education system. That's it for the GOJ strategic priorities. Join us again next time. I'm Lorraine Mendez for producer Shanari Ferran.
The Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Check your premises weekly for any containers that can hold water. Get rid of old tiles, punch holes in tins before disposing, and cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Protect yourself from Zigbee. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health,
sponsored by NHF.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.